The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Dr. Brian Higgins from Galway Primary Care joins us for our weekly health spot. And today you want to talk about abdominal pain with children, because I'd imagine, Brian, every parent has experience of a child going, I have a pain in me tummy.
Absolutely. Tummy pain in kids is really, really, really common. And I suppose when we're thinking about it, it can be caused by a bunch of different reasons. It can be acute. It can just happen for a couple of days, or it can be chronic and go on for weeks or even months. And it can be a massive cause of concern for kids and parents alike.
Yeah, because it could be a whole range of different reasons. But I suppose there's always a feeling, though, is it a psychological type thing that, you know, parents might think it's not real, it's a way for children to get out of going to school or doing other things?
Like, children are very clever. But the thing when it comes to pain, so the first thing you want to do is you want to figure out, look, is this an acute pain? Is this something sudden? And there's a load of reasons why that can happen. Usually they're infectious. Things like gastroenteritis, even viral infections can cause some tummy pain, and then more serious stuff like kidney infections or appendicitis. The other pain that we're talking about, like that anxiety type pain, is really more chronic. It tends to be something that kids will have recurrently over months. And you're absolutely right. The vast majority of these cases, probably about 90% of them, are what are called functional cases, meaning that there's no really underlying organic, what we call pathology or disease. And anxiety is actually a really common cause of it. I think the important thing to remember is, for the vast majority of cases, when children say they have tummy pain, they're not actually making it up. They really do have pain, because when it comes to our nervous system, we have two parts to our nervous system. We all know about the fight or flight part of our nervous system when we're stressed. But we don't talk about them as much is the rest and digest, which is effectively the opposite. So they work almost like a seesaw. When your fight or flight response or your stress response goes up, that nervous system, the rest and digest, tends to go down. So what will happen is you'll get reduced blood perfusion to the abdominal organs. You'll get what's called delayed gastric emptying. And kids can suffer with quite extreme kind of nausea and pain as a result of the stress of their fight or flight. So it's almost like a physical expression of emotional distress.
I suppose it also depends on the age as to how well they can express how sore exactly their stomach actually is.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd even get adults coming in who are coming in with kind of physical symptoms of anxiety. So it's not just kids, but mainly it does happen in kids. But when you're trying to figure out, there's definitely some things that can help us identify whether this is maybe more of a functional problem, like a stress related, or constipation is another really common cause of tummy pain. That strong muscular bowel compressing against hard stool can cause some really bad crampy pain. That type of functional pain versus organic problems. So we have a couple of red flag things that we tell parents to watch out for when it comes to tummy pain.
And what are those?
Yeah, so the big thing is kids grow. So if your child is what we call falling off their centile, so if we're measuring the height and then all of a sudden they stop growing, or they stop putting on weight, or even more worryingly, if they start losing weight, that can be a sign of something a bit more sinister happening. And conditions like celiac disease are very common in Ireland and will present in children. And those kids will often get tummy pain and they'll start to lose weight. The other things, vomiting with tummy pain, always worth getting checked out, or chronic diarrhea, and any prolonged tummy pain associated with fever or nighttime wakening. So weight loss, chronic diarrhea, fever or nighttime wakening are all things that definitely need to be brought to the attention of the doctor.
Okay, what sort of treatments?
It really depends on the cause. I used to work in a former life as a paediatrician, and one of my mentors at the time said that time and paracetamol cures most things. And I think kids with acute pain, giving pain relief is really helpful. If you have something serious like a kidney infection or an appendicitis, using paracetamol and ibuprofen is kind of like shooting a pellet gun at a train. It's not going to do a huge amount. So if you have a child who's got tummy pain, a little bit of a fever, you give them some Calpol and Nurofen and they're feeling a million times better, that's a very good sign that it's going to be a self-limiting illness. And if they're not, and if it doesn't work, a temperature or pain that doesn't go away with pain relief, always get that checked out. For the more chronic causes of abdominal pain, I'd always say if you were not having those red flags, it's very important to just reassure kids and get them to come to the doctor so they can be fully examined. A lot of the time, the treatment is reassurance and then identifying an underlying cause, such as constipation or celiac disease, if there's a more kind of organic pathology in dealing with it.
Which means that there might actually be issues with diet, which could cause some of these stomach problems.
Yeah, unfortunately, like lots of children get very picky when it comes to their food. And many children that would come with abdominal issues are often on what we'd call a white diet. So they'd have milk, rice, chips and chicken.
And but white bread. Little...
Exactly. And the problem with those is they're diets that really tend to cause constipation. There are brilliant medications that we have now for constipation, but they're always as part of a healthy diet. They can help. But ideally, you want to address the underlying cause, which is always easier said than done when it comes to diet and kids. So I think it's very important when it comes to changing the diet to be patient, but be persistent.
I'm interested in what you say there as well about, you know, giving paracetamol or other ibuprofen or whatever to children, because I suspect that many parents do so when there's high temperatures to get temperatures down, but they might be reluctant to do so for things like pain, particularly if they're not really sure as to how bad the pain is, or they might be somewhat confused as to how strong the dose of these over-the-counter medicines that they give should be.
Yeah, absolutely. So they are very, very, very safe medications to give. And actually, what's on the bottles are usually the minimum dosing. So when a child comes to me or goes to the hospital, we'll often reweigh that child and give a higher dose than generally what's indicated on the bottle. And often parents will come in not having given pain relief because they'll say, oh, I actually wanted you to see how bad they are. And it's kind of understandable because they want us to know exactly what's going on. But actually, always giving the paracetamol and Nurofen is more helpful to doctors, because knowing how a child is going to respond to that analgesia, that pain relief, is really helpful in diagnosing actually what's going on.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brian Higgins, GP at Galway Primary Care, for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.